San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 28, 2025. Today's lesson is Nature's Miracles with Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning and welcome home to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. That was such an awesome opening song. It's called Nature's Beauty by Ditto Music, and it is available on YouTube. So let's anchor ourselves in as we do every Sunday. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so it is. So our theme for September is beauty, and that is in alignment with our 2025 theme of simple abundance. So today's lesson is nature's beauty. Yes, nature's beauty. I want to remind everybody that beauty is a spiritual principle or a quality of God. It isn't in spiritual traditions. Beauty is a gift from God. God is nature, and so nature's beauty is always a gift from God to humanity. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And that's to remind us that everything around us is a gift from the divine. All of nature is the beauty of the divine made manifest. My brother, Jess A. Cook Jr., said, "Beauty itself is your appreciation of the grace that brings beauty with it." And grace is considered an unmerited gift. It is a gift freely given. Nature is God's gift to us. I want you to look at the icon on your program today. It's a picture of a bird of paradise blossom. That actually is a photograph that I took of the bird of paradise in my front yard. So we don't have to search far and wide to find nature's beauty. And this right here, these lilies, they are also from my front yard. I actually went out this morning thinking, I will clip some of my plumeria blossoms and bring them in because they are so beautiful. And as I went out there with my clippers, I saw that the Easter lily plant is also blooming. So I decided to take one of those. And this bloom, this one stalk with so many blossoms on it, is the miracle of nature. It is the beauty that is a gift to us all. Now, it's not just pretty. Lilies also have medicinal properties, and they are fragrant, and they are beautiful, and they have spiritual meaning as well. So definitely don't have far to go to find nature's beauty. Nature itself is a gift, and it is representative of the omnipresence of God. We want to remind ourselves that God, Spirit, the Divine, the Source, the Creator, is omnipresent. It is fully present everywhere at all time. There is a song, All Is Well, sung by Diana Ross, and I'm going to share with you some of these lyrics. "There's beauty all around you, right on display. Try your best to say thank you each and every day. How tall the grass grows, it dances in the wind. How the rivers flow, winding out and in. Appreciate the stars, their radiance and light. Hold on to your center under the moonlight. What is, isn't. What isn't, is. Because the magic that's out there is the magic within. The magic that's out there is the magic within, and beauty is all around us. What that tells us is that we too are part of nature's beauty. We are a part of nature, even though we are in human bodies. Our spiritual nature is divine. That is the gift of the divine. In our Declaration of Principles, which you'll find on the back of your programs, this was written by Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science and Science of Mind, back in 1927. Part of what it says is, we believe in the unity of all life, and that the highest God and the innermost God is one God. Isn't that omnipresence? He also writes, we believe that God is personal to all who feel this indwelling presence. That's a reminder to us that beauty is a feeling, not a measure. It is not something that we measure. And in the Spiritual Abundance, Simple Abundance book that we're following for this year, Sarah Bond Breathnock writes, the authentic self is the soul made visible. The authentic self is the soul made visible. There is only one, and that is all creation. These past couple of weeks, I've also shared with you that there is a huge difference between what we are taught is beautiful and what really is beautiful. Most of the things that we are taught is beautiful are symmetry, Madison Avenues, marketing campaigns, beauty icons, all these things. They are not beautiful. They are, however, visually convenient. Most of the things that we are told is beautiful are visual convenience, not real beauty. However, there can be an overlap. What we are taught feels very different than what we feel. Take this lily blossom right now. There are how many flowers on it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that are open. I did prune 4 that were a little too far gone. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are still there in bud form. They haven't blossomed yet. But what this tells us is it's not symmetrical. I mean, look at the stem. Even the stem is bent. It's not straight. So symmetry, though visually appealing, is not the standard for beauty. Beauty itself is your appreciation of the grace that brings beauty with it. Ernest Holmes wrote, nature demands change in order that we may advance in life. When change comes, we should welcome it with a smile on the lips and a song in the heart. So what changes? Well, at this time of year, the seasons are changing. And we actually, here in California, are experiencing season-changing appropriate weather rather than high heat. We have what for us is considered fall weather, meaning the days are below 80, the mornings can be below 70. It's not winter yet. But the seasons are changing rapidly in other parts of the country. People are already getting snow. Leaves are changing colors. The temperatures are changing where people are putting on fall jackets and going to football games and sitting there huddling in their little warm jacket, rooting on their favorite college team. Nature demands change in order that we may advance in life. And so the seasons are also advancing toward winter, and then we will have the new year, and we will move again, spring, summer, fall, and winter again and again. It's beautiful to have this rhythm. We also, at this time of year, will be experiencing a time change. I heard in the last few weeks that the United States is the only country that uses daylight saving time, that all the other countries in the world stick to standard time. It's like that's their story and they're sticking to it. So what's up with us? We have daylight saving time, and it is ending on November 2nd. Again, a Sunday. So in the spring, we spring forward. In the fall, we fall back. So we will be setting our clocks back to standard time. Reverend John Pileski said, "It has been said that the physical universe, meaning all that we can see, touch, and feel, is spirit in form. Everything is a divine idea in the mind of God that has taken form in the material world." Again, omnipresence. Spirit is everywhere present, fully present, everywhere. In each blossom, spirit is fully present. In each bit of green here, spirit is fully present. All of nature is the visible form of spirit, the visible form of God. And we can look around and we can see so many different things that are just reminders that spirit is everywhere and that nature is beauty. All of nature is beauty. The ocean is beautiful and powerful. Fields of flowers are beautiful. Think about when you see these things, even just when you hear about them, the feeling that you are having, the emotion, the awe, the sense of something greater than we are, but we are a part of it. The sunrise in Florida and the sunset in California, both of them arrive over the oceans. It just depends which ocean you're looking at, where you are. Water is absolutely beautiful. There are babbling brooks. There are ice crystals. There is snow. These are all water. The intricacies of plants, of flowers, of food, the multiple different types and styles of leaves, their shape, their color, their texture. They are all designed to support the individual plant in its habitat to protect it, to shield it, to get it more oxygen, to get more moisture. Think about all the different plants we have and how their leaves support their blossoms. And parts of nature are truly miracles. Sand, something as simple as sand, creates glass in the right temperature and the right environment. Clay, you dig it in the dirt, it's slimy. We used to have red clay in Virginia in part of our soil. Slimy stuff. However, that clay can become a beautiful piece of pottery, or it can become insulation in a log cabin. All of these are natural things that are beautiful and functional. Each one of us is beautiful, and each one of us is functional. All of nature is the visible form of spirit. There's a story that I want to share with you about beauty and how we relate to beauty. Years ago, there was a master violinist in Europe. He would play in concerts, and he had a magnificent Stradivarius violin, extremely expensive. He would play the Stradivarius violin in the concert halls, and everyone would whisper in the crowd, "Listen to the beautiful sounds of this Stradivarius." He would play in churches, and people would say, "Listen to the beautiful sounds of the Stradivarius." He even played before kings and queens, and they too would turn to one another and say, "Listen to the beautiful sounds of the Stradivarius." All the glory went to the instrument. And then one day, his prized Stradivarius was stolen from his hotel room. Talk about change. The thought of not playing his Stradivarius was overwhelming at first. The master could have very well stopped performing. However, he decided to embrace the change rather than resist it. As the master violinist was walking by a pawn shop, he noticed an old, beat-up, worn-out violin. He walked into the pawn shop and asked how much it would cost. The owner of the pawn shop told him the American equivalent of $5. He bought the violin and took it home. He polished it, refined it, tuned it, retuned it, and he built some character into that violin. Then, when he was to play the greatest performance of his life in a concert hall, he took out the little $5 worn-out, beat-up violin that he had polished and refined. He put it up to his chin, and he began to play. And everybody in the concert hall whispered, "Listen to the beautiful sounds of the Stradivarius." The master's face lit up as he played his greatest performance ever, knowing it was not the change of his violin. It was his skill and consciousness that made all the difference. And a gentle tear rolled down his cheek as he played his $5 violin. Sometimes, change can only be embraced by the beholder. While the instrument is important, it is the master behind the instrument that makes the greatest change possible. The master behind the instrument. We are all instruments of the divine. We are all being polished, refined, tuned up, retuned. We are all learning character. We are learning things in all of our life. And it is that master, the divine, that is working us as we allow ourselves to be worked and refined, that makes the greatest change possible. We still must choose to be refined. We still must choose to listen to divine guidance and divine intuition. We still must choose who and how we are to behave, to be. Sarah Baum Breathnach also wrote, "Abundance and lack are parallel realities. Every day I make the choice of which one to inhabit." Every day I make the choice of which one to inhabit. So we get to choose to recognize the omnipresence of nature's beauty or not. We get to choose to see problems inherent in nature or not. By the way, God is in everything. Spirit is all of nature, and spirit isn't a problem. So whatever we humans are perceiving as a problem, it's all good. We get a dozen roses, and we put our hand around the blossom, and if there are thorns, we go, "Oh, thorns, how terrible. It hurt me. I've pricked my finger, it's bleeding." It's not terrible. It is protection within the plant for the delicate bloom. And the rose, the frequency of the rose, is one of the purest, most powerful energies of a plant here on earth. The healing power of smelling the roses, literally, is pretty darned amazing. Everything that is there for a purpose. And we remember from All as well, what is, isn't. What isn't, is. Because the magic that's out there is the magic within. Whatever we see in this world, we are seeing through filters of our own life. Everybody's filters are different. So the best we can do is work on seeing through the eyes of the divine. We want to look with sacred vision. Reverend Dr. Darrell Watkins wrote, "Where storms are brewing, let us know that God's peace is also present. Where disease seems to run rampant, let us know divine life to be perfect and expressing through every person we hold in prayer. Where fear and uncertainty strike, let us know that God is the one power and the one presence, and this power and presence is all and only and forever good. Let us bless the world today with our love. Let us hold the world in the light of divine love. Let us boldly declare that all is well, and so it is." And so all of nature is whispering in our ear, "Grow, grow, grow beautifully, grow freely, be who you are, fulfill your own destiny. You are absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful, because you are God's gift to humanity." And so I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.